another shakeup in the state's healthcare sector. The second and third largest health insurance companies in Massachusetts are looking to merge. Tufts Health Plan and Harvard Pilgrim are expected to announce their plans today. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us this morning to explain what's at stake and how a merger could affect us. Martha, good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about why Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim would do this. What's behind it? What's in it for them?
The main issues here, Bob, are size and leverage. Blue Cross, with about 3 million members, dominates the health insurance market in Massachusetts and really sets the agenda for how providers are going to be paid and what they're going to be paid. Even combined, Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim would still be just under 2 million members, so about two-thirds the size of Blue Cross. But Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim are two very highly rated insurance companies, and they would be in a much stronger position to challenge Blue Cross for members, and they would have more leverage in negotiating prices with hospitals and physicians.
So in some way, it's about competition.
That's right, Bob. They really want to be a much stronger competitive force in Massachusetts.
What about the timing when it comes to the backdrop of the big push to lower health care costs? How does that fit in?
Well, that push, Bob, is about the move to global payments, which is paying hospitals and physician groups based on a budget, not reimbursing them for every individual thing they do for patients. So that's a motivation here as well. Harvard Pilgrim and Tufts have been moving in this direction as they negotiate contracts with providers, but Blue Cross has taken the lead in what's seen as the next wave of how to pay for health care. Harvard Pilgrim and Tufts executives don't like that it seems that Blue Cross is once again perceived as, if not actually, setting the agenda here, and they want to be a competitive force there as well. A merged Harvard Pilgrim and Tufts would have more leverage to say to providers, this is how we want to do business.
Perhaps the biggest question for people on the other end of the radio this morning is, how's this affect me? I'm a Tufts or a Harvard Pilgrim member. What's ahead for me? How might I be affected?
That's not completely clear right now. More competition with Blue Cross could help to rein in rising health care premiums. But it would also mean, Bob, that you and I will have one less choice when we're buying health insurance or our employer's buying health insurance. On the other hand, many employers aren't offering all three plans as an option in Massachusetts right now anyway, and nationally the standard is generally two, not three, viable insurance plans. So we'll have to see how that shakes out.
And what might be ahead for the companies themselves, Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim, in terms of this merger? What kind of hoops do they need to jump through?
Well, in Massachusetts, this merger would be reviewed by the Attorney General's Office and the Division of Insurance, and that's true in other New England states where they do business as well. There may be some federal oversight here. The immediate next step, Bob, is telling employees, most of whom are waking up to this news, that one of their competitors may soon be under the same roof.
And perhaps for some of those employees, maybe pink slips as the companies strive for cost savings in administration and in other areas.
That will definitely be on people's minds. There'll be some move to, when you consolidate, there'll be some move to find efficiencies, and that may mean some job losses.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks for filling us in this morning.
Thank you, Bob.